Okay, we're picking up the daily halacha, halachas of Chodesh Elul. We're in the halachas of Slichos. We'll probably, if I think so, we'll be able to finish the halachas of Slichos and move on to other dinim of Elul and to halachas of Erev Rosh Hashanah, Bez Hashem, in tomorrow's daily halacha. So I want to discuss the tefillah of Machnisei Rachamim. Machnisei Rachamim is a very beautiful tefillah, which we say at right after Tachan, and people a lot of times run through it anyway, because it's towards the end of Tachan and very end of Slichos. We say, Machnisei Rachamim, Machnisei Rachamim, Lifnei Bala Rachamim. We ask you to usher in rachamim for us. Achnis rachamim, bring in, usher in the rachamim, the pleas for mercy before the master. So who are you asking? Who are these machnisei rachamim? Is referring to the malachim. So we're basically asking the malachim to put our tefillahs before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's a big shiloh. The Maharal in Prague was famous for being very against this lashon. What do you mean? Klal Yisrael don't ask the malachim for something to intercede on our behalf. That is intermediary. We ask Hashem directly. And the Chassam Sofer, In the Shuvas Chassam Sofer Or Chaim Siman Kof Samach Vav, he says that the idea is that normally when a person is going before a king, a lot of times he will have a translator to argue with a lawyer on his behalf to talk in front of the king. But that's your average person. However, someone's very chashuv in front of the king, he doesn't need a lawyer. He speaks to the king all the time. That's Klal Yisrael. We're very important. We're chashuv in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't need these melitzim. We don't need these translators. We don't need other people to help us. We don't need malachim. We speak directly to Hashem. We speak directly to Hashem, and therefore the Chassam Sofer says, based on this Maharal, he said, what he used to do is I used to just be marich in my tachanun. People wouldn't notice that I wasn't saying machnisei rachamim, and then when they would finish up the tefillah, because at the very end, they would already get to Hazrin Elikin, and then he wouldn't say it. So he wouldn't want to look like he was not doing what the tzibur, but he said, I would just be marich in my tachanun. People wouldn't notice that I would avoid saying this tefillah. And this is also brought down in the name of Rav Chaim Velazhin, that he would not say Baruchuni L'Shalom, and he would not say the period of Malachi Rachamim, and he also would not say Machnisei Rachamim. The Kesser Rosh brings this down. So this is something that is that there are those who are not so into the tefillah of Machnisei Rachamim. However, the Achronim bring down, the Stechemen brings this down, that this is not a chash over here, because we're asking the Malachim that they should be doing their tafkid to be a Melitz Tov. They should be the good lawyers in front of us, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we know everything is Me'es HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's Derech Anova. It's just like in our humility, we're showing that we're not even Ra'oi, we're not even worthy of asking Hashem for anything. We're even asking them to be our lawyers because we have nothing. And that's what it's in the name of the Chazon Ish and Rosh Shlomo Zalman. It says that both of them say that when Mistaber, that we're asking the Malachim, and this point is going to be okay. We're just asking them to do their tafkidim, and we're not really asking them to do something special other than Hashem. We're obviously davening to Hashem, and therefore also it's brought down that they would say, some of them would say Baruchuni L'Shalom, the name of Rosh Shlomo Zalman. He wouldn't have an issue with Baruchuni L'Shalom, and he would say Baruchuni L'Shalom. So those who didn't say Baruchuni L'Shalom, I know Rav Nevenzel Shlita, I don't think he says the whole period of Shalom Aleichem. He's also bothered by Tzeischem L'Shalom. Why are you telling Malachim to leave? Why are you saying Tzeischem L'Shalom? So I think Rav Nevenzel is bothered by the whole thing. He doesn't say that. That's for a different discussion. But Lameisa, the Minhag Olam is to say Baruchuni L'Shalom, and Machnisei Rachamim, Rav Yoshev also used to say it. So there are many who would say Machnisei Rachamim. Also, just to add, one of the most beautiful Nigunim, but I think of Mordechai Ben David, like put it out, Machnisei Rachamim. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Nigun, and people sing it a lot to Kedusha. It's one of my favorite Nigunim. So another reason to say Machnisei Rachamim. I'm obviously joking, that's not a reason to say it, but it's a beautiful Nigun that Mordechai Ben David put out on the words of Machnisei Rachamim. So, this was also brought, it's not just like a recent tefillah. This is already Rav Amram Gaon has it in his Siddur. So that means already before Rav Amram Gaon they were saying it. This is a over 1,000-year-old tefillah, very, very old tefillah. This is something that comes very early, Kadmonim. So this is something that seems to be Rav Megna Olam is to say it. However, there are those who are knowing the Chassam Sofer again, he showed in Rav Chaim Kanievsky, said that he doesn't say it either. And also in Orchos Rabbeinu, it's brought in the staplers. It makes sense. Rav Chaim didn't say it. His father didn't say it either. They both did not say Machnisei Rachamim. And I think also Rav Shechter Shlita does not say Machnisei Rachamim. So there are those on the other side, but it seems to be the Olam, Minhag Olam is to say it. Now, what happens if a person is Bechidus? Can he say Slichos? The answer is yes, he can say Slichos. However, the only issue he really has is, we'll get to two issues that he'll have, is the first one is with saying the Yud Gimel Midos, Hashem Hashem, Biyachid, because we assume Hashem Hashem is part of a tefillah that you're supposed to say only B'tzibur, so saying it alone is a major issue. So Derech Tefillah is what's brought down the Shulchan Aruch Sim Tov Kuf Samechei. Saying Derech Tefillah is going to be an issue. However, if you're saying it Derech Kriya B'nigun, so So it's just like you're laning a pasuk. I can lane whatever pasuk I want. So you have to read Hashem, Hashem, Kerachum, Vechanun, Kerachabam, Rechazim, 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 okay, right? You have to lane it, and that would be okay. So that's what's brought down, that if a person's stuck saying the Slichos Beichidus, you could say everything, even the Yud Gimel Midos, just make sure that you lane the Yud Gimel Midos with the right trup, and make sure you lane it properly with the right trup, and you have to read Ad Vireb Al Virebeim. You continue there, and you'll say, and you'll lane that, and that, because that's the self, that's the end of the pasuk. What about a woman? A woman doesn't know how to read the trup. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yoshev, they both held that she shouldn't read Hashem. She shouldn't say Bichlal the Yud Gimel Midos. She should skip that whole point of Yud Gimel Midos because she doesn't know how to lane them. However, if Moshe holds that when we say that you have to read it in Tamei Mikra, you have to lane the trup, that doesn't really mean that you mamish have to lane it. He said if you're just doing a learning voice, Hashem, Hashem, Kirachem Vechanun, according to Moshe, that would be okay. That seems to be a chiddush of Rav Moshe, but Rav Yoshev and Rav Shlomo Zalman held that one. It wasn't Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Yoshev and Rav Chaim Kanievsky both held that the woman should avoid saying that paragraph. Now, we'll finish up with one more halacha, and that is that are you allowed to say a tefillah in Lashon Targum by yourself also? That's what the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rif, based on the Gemara and Sota, I think it's Lamed Beis, but there the Gemara and Sota tells us that it's Mutter Davin Tefillah B'chol Lashon, based on the Mishnah, it's Mutter Davin B'chol Lashon. The Gemara over there says that it's a Shaila, and the Gemara says V'tzibur Shana. So the Gemara seems to answer that's a Shaila in the Rishonim. What is the Gemara answering? But according to some of the answers, is that you should never daven in another language other than when you're davening B'tzibur. But the Rush is the most Mikkel. He says, no, only when you're davening Aramaic, that's when you can't daven by yourself. But any other language except for Arabic, you'd be able to daven b'yichidus. So that's if we're seeing to make like the Rush, a person can daven if he doesn't know the Lashon Kodesh. He could daven another language even by himself. However, when you're saying Aramaic, you would not be allowed to say any davening of Aramaic in a tefillah by yourself. So that's a whole shiloh when it comes to Yikum Purkan. Let's say a person's davening by himself. The Mishnah Berurah paskens you shouldn't say Yikum Purkan. Now the Mishnah Berurah seems to paskens you shouldn't say either paragraph. Why the Minhag Olam is to say the first and not the second is a big tzarachia. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be the pashtus. You don't say anything, as I just mentioned. You don't say anything in Aramaic when you're davening yourself. But you'll say that if you're davening alone, a lot of paragraphs, the art school goes like that. You don't say the second paragraph. The Minhag Olam most considered to say like that. Why that's the case? That's a tzarachia. The more the pashtus Mishnah Berurah is that you don't say either Yikum Purkan. Some say that the first tefillah is really for Rabbim. It's not really for you. You're allowed to say it. It's not really like you're saying it, even if you're davening alone. Okay, that's by Yikum Purkan. When it comes to the tefillah of Slichos, we have the that tefillah at the end with Umara and Vishmaya, those are all paragraphs in Aramaic. So you're not allowed to say them if there's no minyan. If there's no minyan, they're not allowed to say them. But a lot of times, what does happen to me, I know this happens often, is that that's the very end of the very end of slichos. A lot of time, they're flying through the slichos, so they're gonna say that, and you're not gonna be up to them. So in the name of Nissen Karatz and the Shevet Alevi, they say that as long as the tzibur is still being osik with tefillah, that would be okay. And the name of Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Halichos Shlomo, they say that kol odzman shelo gamal slichos shalachreim ad kaddish mutal omran, until the kaddish after kaddish tiskabel you'd be able to say them. After that, if they already finished the slichos and kaddish, then you should not say them. However, Chaim Kanievsky is more mekel. He says that if you start the slichos with the tibor, you'd be allowed to end with the tibor. You'd be allowed to end even though they're not with tibor right now. You'd be allowed to end. Lachora, there might have to be 10 people still in the room. Lachora, even according to Chaim Kanievsky, but that usually will happen if you're davening at the slichos before davening. So that will happen. You'll have. So then you could say them. Even if you're not Birabim. Okay, Bez Hashem will pick up. Sorry, I went a little bit over time over there. I just want to finish this. But Bez Hashem will pick up. There's actually one or two more things on Hilchos of Slichos. And then we'll move on already to the Lachas of Erev, Rosh Hashanah, Bez Hashem.